So is there such thing as a Super Bowl hangover? It's coming up next on Locked On Rams.
You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thanks for making Locked On Rams your first listen every single day, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. My name is Travis Rogers. I am your host of Locked On Rams. I am also the host of the Rams pregame and postgame show on their flagship station, ESPN 710, right here in Los Angeles, right back there. It's SoFi's a little bit down the road over here. A little bit of a different background today. Hope you're checking us out on YouTube as well. Our Locked On YouTube channel is always a great way to check out the show. Make sure you subscribe to that. Make sure you subscribe to Locked On Your Rams, your team every single day. I want to talk about some of the matchups that Jalen Ramsey has coming up in the 2022 season. He has an absolute handful, not once, not twice, but more than half the season. He's going to have one of the best wide receivers in football going up against him. That's coming up in just a little bit. Plus, I want to talk about some of the rankings that some guys got on their off seasons, right? The Pro Football Focus guys have given the Rams their grade. I think it's close, but I think it's a little low. We'll break that down as well. But let's get right to this. Is there such a thing as a Super Bowl hangover? Well, I guess it depends on who you're asking. If you're asking somebody like the teams that have been in it already, they probably would say yes. If you're asking the Rams, I think the answer is probably, well, we'll see. We don't think so. We think we're ready to go. We think we can do what we did last year. We're just as hungry. We're just as prepared. We're going to spend as much time. All of the things that come along with doing the things that you do to have to repeat it. The math says that there is. The math says that going to the Super Bowl two consecutive seasons, much less winning the Super Bowl 2 years in a row, is very, very difficult. I'm going to give you some numbers here, starting at the turn of the century. So going to the 21st century and beyond. So we've had 22 Super Bowls since then. The odds of going back are low, right? Not just kind of low, very low. So it has happened three times in 20 years. Three times a team that was in the Super Bowl the year before has come back and been in it the second time around. Okay, so you have to go all the way back to 04-05. This is the beginning or very near the beginning of when the Patriots started their unbelievable run, the first chunk of their unbelievable run, when they not only went to the Super Bowls in 04 and 05, but they won the Super Bowl both of those years. That's the last time we saw somebody repeat as Super Bowl champions in this entire, we're, you know, 20% of the 21st century. We've got a pretty good chunk of data, pretty good sample size of games that's letting us know how difficult this is. One team, and it happened nearly 20 years ago, has gone back to back, the 04-05 Pats. Okay. So you're thinking, all right, well, maybe hard to repeat, right? Well, yeah, but not just hard to repeat, hard to get back in a position to repeat. The other two teams that have done this in the last 22 seasons or the other version of the Patriots. The Patriots actually went 3 years in a row. They picked up a couple of wins. The Patriots went 17, 18, and 19, okay? And when I mean these years, I'm talking about the Super Bowl year, not necessarily the season year. So you said it would be the 16, 17, and 18 seasons, 17, 18, and 19 Super Bowls. So the Patriots won. They beat Atlanta. They lost to Philly, and they beat the Rams. They went 3 years in a row. They won two of those three. That's the only time we've seen a team go 3 years in a row during this window. So the Patriots are the first two examples that we're seeing. Okay. I am all in on the Rams. I think the Rams have a transcendent coach. I think they have the best defensive player of this century. I think that they have the right quarterback in the right spot. They have the best wide receiver in the game at the moment right now in Cooper Kupp. They've got a dynamic coaching staff. All of these things are true. But do they have Tom Brady? Do they have Bill Belichick? Do they have a Rob Gronkowski? Do they have a Randy Moss? Do they have these sorts of guys? Just this core of players that not just are great, but are that historically great. I don't know. Maybe the answer may be we'll see. The answer may be, yeah, maybe they do. But the math says probably they do not. So we've basically got the Patriots version one and Patriots version two as the two examples of these teams that have been the only other team that's gone to back-to-back Super Bowls in the last 22 seasons happened fairly recently. 20-21, the Kansas City Chiefs were able to do it. Kansas City beat they beat San Francisco in their Super Bowl, and then they go back the next year and they miss out. They miss out. Tampa puts it on them pretty good. Tom Brady gets his first Super Bowl outside of New England, right? He gets the one in Tampa a couple of years ago. So what's the common thread here? You need to have Tom Brady on your team to do this, or you need to have one of the great, right? And think about, this is a really good example. Think about the Kansas City Chiefs. The last 4 years, Kansas City, I think if you were just talking about the regular season, if you were just talking about where they are going into the playoffs, Kansas City's been the best team in the league 4 years in a row. Gone to the Super Bowl twice. They've won it once. That's how hard it is to do. Cincinnati got them. New England got them along the way, right? The D Ford offside by about the length of his toe and his cleats. So these are the things that happen. Bad bounces, weird performances, a bad call. All of these things add up to saying how difficult it is to go back and do this again. So when you think about a Super Bowl hangover, and it's really hard. Obviously, there's attrition. You lose players. You have guys that, you know, for instance, this Rams team, there's no Von Miller. There's no Darius Williams. There's no Andrew Whitworth. There's no Austin Corbett. There's no Robert Woods. These are all maybe or maybe not no Odell Beckham Jr. These are very important players to what they've been able to do. And here you are, and you're trying to run it back. Now, you've got the most important pieces. You've got Aaron Donald. You've got Matthew Stafford. You've got Cooper Kupp. You've got Sean McVay. You've got the pieces. But there are a lot of other pieces that fall into this as well, and that's the part that's so hard to predict. And then, of course, there's the intangible part of all of this too, right? The hunger factor, the want. I don't think that Aaron Donald is sitting in his living room right now, you know, shoveling ice cream into his mouth saying, I already won the Super Bowl, whatever. We'll do it when it's time. He's not wired like that. Aaron Donald does not roll like that. I don't think Matthew Stafford or Cooper Kupp had that weird moment where he was on the podium out at the Coliseum after the parade. Like, I just want to get back to practice and get back to work. Easy, buddy. Easy. You won the Super Bowl 2 days ago. Everybody's drinking tequila and having a good time. Relax. We'll figure some things out along the way. But there is that thing in the back of your head that's telling you, hey, look, I know how to do this. I can get back to it. That ability to push all over again, that ability to say, you know, I'm going to really make sure that I'm doing everything I can. And then that little extra, that thing that got Aaron Donald out of bed, ready to go, coming up short the year before, or losing Super Bowl 53 the way they did. Like, no. That's not good enough. I need to go back and do it. That little thing in the back of your brain isn't there anymore, or at least it isn't for most guys after they win a Super Bowl. So the Super Bowl hangover, the math says, it's pretty real. The Rams have to find a way to beat that math. Okay, so offseason grades are starting to trickle in. Pro Football Focus has the Rams grade. I think it's a little low. That's coming up next. Do you like birthday cake? Do you like having that little bite of frosting right off the top there? I mean, is there anybody that doesn't like that along the way? Now imagine that, only it is good for you. That's what Built Bar has been able to do with their birthday cake puffs. They sent a big box to the house the other day. My kids are freaking out over them. They are delicious. It's like this little marshmallowy birthday cake bite that feels like you're stealing, right? That feels like you're getting away with something incredibly decadent that you shouldn't be eating, but 150 calories, 16 grams of protein, and only 9 grams of sugar. This limited time flavor is an amazing option if you're looking for a healthy way to get flavor and variety in your day. Go to built.com, use the promo code LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off your order. Use the promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. And while you're there, coconut almond. I've been telling you this. You need to trust me on this. Great choice. Makes you feel good. Put them in your car, your desk, your backpack, wherever you go. You got a good snack option. You're going to do that good snack. Built.com. 50% off at built.com with the promo code LOCKED15. Okay, so we've talked about this, right? You've got the draft, you've got free agency, other teams are poaching some of your players. You've got, you know, re-signing some of your own guys, and we're almost towards the end of the line. We're almost to the point where teams are going to go in, and this is at least what they're going to start camp with. And how have they done? How did they manage all of the offseason benchmarks along the way? Pro Football Focus, of course, does a good job of breaking down individual players and giving them the grades. They're the grades you see on Sunday Night Football and that kind of stuff. So what they have to say, I think, is interesting. I think it's meaningful. I think that they do a really good job of figuring out what's important and filtering out what is not important. So they gave the Rams a B-minus grade for their offseason, right? From when the time they won the Super Bowl to where they are now with the draft, with free agency, both comings and goings, they give the Rams a B-minus. Considering that a lot of these teams are going to make hay in the draft, right? That you're going to pick up the points that you need or however you want to quantify it. Like, oh, they drafted this guy in this round, blah, blah, blah. Your number's going to get pushed up, right? And then you're going to lose guys. You're going to sign guys. I think the Rams at a B minus feels just a hair low. Just a hair low. I think it's probably a B or a B plus because I think the additions and the replacements are better than average, right? I don't know if it's an A because of some of the guys that have walked out and left and retired and other things like that we'll talk about just in a second. But I think that the players that they've added along the way, right? So think of it as a bucket, right? You punch a hole in the side of the bucket and that's going out. How fast is the water going into the top of the bucket? I think the water's going into the bucket a little faster than it's coming out. Let's talk about what's coming out. Austin Corbett, starting offensive lineman for you, right? He's your starting right guard the last 2 years. He's gone. Your replacement is going to be somebody that has been a backup for you the last couple of years or a guy that was playing college football last year, Logan Bruss from Wisconsin, who, you know, may turn out to be a really good player, but you're talking about a rookie at that position. So that feels like a little bit of a net loss. Von Miller is more than a little bit of a net loss. They have not really replaced him in any meaningful way. So that water's spilling over the side or out the side of where we punch the hole a little bit faster because there's no more water coming in the top. You've got Darius Williams on the other side. You know, Jalen Ramsey's on one corner. You got Darius Williams on the other. Who have they found to replace Darius Williams? I think the answer to that question is we'll see. Now, there's a bunch of candidates, so the water's coming in the top of the bucket again, but I don't know if it's Rochelle. I don't know if it's David Long. I don't know if it's one of the players that they just drafted. I don't know if it's Troy Hill, who they made a trade for, but the water coming in is just slightly less than the water going out. So Von Miller is the big loss right there. Let's go to the other position on the offensive line. We talked about this on Locked On Rams yesterday. That's why you got to subscribe to Locked On Rams. Click that subscription button on your podcast feed. Andrew Whitworth's loss is a big, big deal. Joe Noteboom, I think, is a good football player. He's started at left tackle for the Rams previously. He's a very versatile guy. He's a guy that they drafted to take that spot a handful of years ago. And Andrew Whitworth just stayed a lot longer than anybody thought he would. So that's part of it. But it's the leadership component. So when you look at that as well, I think it's probably a net loss for the Rams there. Those are the places where you look at and say, okay, they really have not done – they haven't replaced what they've lost. So at this point, you're way below the line, right? The bucket's getting close to empty, and the hole is still there. But the other pieces that they've added, I think, are really, truly significant. When you look at Bobby Wagner coming to the team, okay, this is a position that the Rams have really struggled with over the last several years. And now all of a sudden, not only did you find a quality middle linebacker, you might have found the best one in football. You certainly found a guy that is a multiple-time All-Pro, first-team All-Defense. This is a guy that not only fixes a need, but puts you way up and beyond. So the water coming in the top of the bucket on this one is coming in fast and furious. It is an unbelievable addition. This is somebody that's probably the best player available at that position. The Rams got him. So I think that's a huge win. Let's go to Allen Robinson, right? That Allen Robinson at this point in his career is probably getting ready to have that, oh, you know, we didn't realize how good of a player he actually was. Think of the quarterbacks he's had. He was in Jacksonville and he was in Chicago. Name the quarterbacks in Jacksonville and Chicago that you'd like to go to war with. The list is zero. Okay, it's zero. None of those guys make you feel like you're ready to go in there and say, hey, I got this guy. And Allen Robinson had to play with those guys and still found a way to put up some numbers. I think that's a big upgrade. I loved Robert Woods. Loved him. He not only was he a really good player, he was tough. He was a great leader. But he was just one of those guys that when you needed something good to happen, Robert Woods was around that a whole bunch. And he's going to be missed for sure. End of the day, Allen Robinson's a better football player right now. And with Matthew Stafford throwing him the ball, I think really the sky's the limit for him. So we'll see what he looks like coming in, but I think that's a net win along the way as well. So again, another guy that might have been considered the best at his position when free agency started, they got him. The Rams got him at a position where there might not have been a huge need, but they move out Robert Woods, they get him. This is a big, big upgrade. So you add all of these things together. You look at what they did in the draft. They might have found a starter. They just absolutely flooded the market in the defensive backfield with safeties and corners. They're going to find somebody, maybe not somebody quite as good as Darius Williams, but probably reasonably close and certainly good enough to do it. Sean McVay is still here. He didn't decide to go do TV. You still got the Cooper Kupp. You still got Matthew Stafford, Aaron Donald, Leonard Floyd, Jalen Ramsey, all of these guys. You're still in a very, very good spot with what they're bringing. So I think a B is about the right grade, because you lost some stuff along the way. This isn't where you got better across the board. You got a little better in some spots. Maybe you got a little softer in some others. But I think generally speaking, they're in a pretty good spot heading into the season. And here's the best part of all. While we're doing this right now, what's today? May 18th as I'm recording this. They're not done. There'll be a move in camp. There'll be a move early in the season. The Rams are the only team that use the trade deadline to their advantage in the NFL. They use it like basketball and baseball teams do. Hey, you got something I need? I'll take it. Here, take my picks. We'll take it. We'll take Von Miller. We'll take Dante Fowler. We'll go and make a move at the deadline because we think it's going to be a better situation for us than it was for you. Something they've done the last few years. I think it's something that they'll do again. So while it might be a B right now in my estimation, you can kick that up B plus A by the time you get to the actual the crunch time that we're talking about, middle of the season, towards the end of the season. It's going to be a little bit of a different team, I believe. All right, speaking of Jalen Ramsey, buckle up, number five. The list of guys that he's got to go up against this season is a monster. That's coming up next. But not before we talk about our partners at Bet Online. They continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports information. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's basketball playoffs. How about Luka right now? My goodness, that man is killing it. Major League Baseball scores, spoiler alert, Dodgers win again, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering information, from live betting to playoffs, esports, and more. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action. BetOnline, where the game starts. And I'm just saying, you know, Tiger Woods is, there's a little value there. I don't think Tiger's going to win the PGA, but I'm not saying it's impossible that Tiger wins the PGA. Go to BetOnline and see what the odds are and see if you like that value as well. BetOnline. Thanks again for making Locked On Rams your first listen every single day, free and available wherever you get your podcasts. My name is Travis Rogers. Make sure that you're subscribing to the podcast. Make sure that you're following me on Twitter at Travis Rogers, and that you checked us out on YouTube as well. Our Locked On Rams YouTube channel is a good way to do that. All right. So Jalen Ramsey is the best corner in football, right? Right? I mean, I'm going to keep asking, right? Because he better be. When the Rams schedule came out, I think we all knew that the Rams were going to have their hands full. When you look at it, you know, the Packers on the road, the Chiefs on the road, Tampa on the road. At home, you're going to get San Francisco and Dallas and Buffalo and Philadelphia and some of these other teams that are really good teams that are coming in. They were playoff teams from a year ago. You still got to play the Denver on Christmas Day. The schedule is a monster. That's, look, you win the Super Bowl, you get a monster schedule. That's what comes along with it. But when you really look at what Jalen Ramsey's going to have to deal with, my goodness, okay? Jalen Ramsey is the best corner in football. I believe that to be true. But here's the assignments that he's got to deal with, okay? You got Stephon Diggs in week one. Okay, Stephon Diggs and Josh Allen pairing up to come out at you in the opening week of the season. You know they're going to take them shots. Stephon Diggs is on the short list of best wide receiver in football. That's what you get a week one. You get a nice little second and third week break. That's pretty good news, because you're going to need it, because the rest of the way is an absolute monster. You get your first look at Debo in week four at San Francisco. Okay, now the Debo thing is a little bit of a yeah, but. You get Debo twice. You get him in week four and you get him in week eight. The yeah, but is it Trey Lance? Is it Jimmy G? What exactly are we looking at? That being said, Debo's killed the Rams with just about every quarterback that he's had along the way. So, shoot, you could have, you know, C.J. Beathard or any of the other guys that they've run out there at different ways. Nick Mullins, the guys that we've seen for the Niners over the years. If Debo's out there, they got a chance. So he's got to deal with Debo there starting in week number four, and then he gets him in week eight. Then buckle up again, week five, CeeDee Lamb from the Dallas Cowboys. So you come off of Diggs and Samuel, here comes CeeDee Lamb. And a young player, to be sure, but a guy that is very, very dangerous, and a guy that you know is going to want to measure himself against Jalen Ramsey. Week six, DJ Moore from the Carolina Panthers. Maybe that's the weak link here, and if that's the weak link, it doesn't have a weak link. DJ Moore, a high-level NFL player. And then they just absolutely mashed the gas from there. Mike Evans, week 9. We saw what Mike Evans did to him in the NFC divisional round where he got that late touchdown against Jalen. Now, it felt like that could have been a huge moment. Of course, the Rams pulled their fat out of the fire at that point and ended up winning the game anywhere. But Mike Evans, no joke right there. Come on back. You get DeAndre Hopkins in week 10. The only reason he doesn't get him twice is because DeAndre Hopkins is suspended for the first half of the season. But you get DeAndre Hopkins in week 10. No week 11 break. Guess who comes in after that? Michael Thomas and the Saints. He's coming off of a year where he didn't play any football at all because of an injury. So you don't think that that dude is going to have something to prove? You don't think that Mike Thomas is going to come in here and absolutely want to kill it? Of course he is. Michael Thomas is a high, high level. He might have been the best wide receiver in football until he got hurt. How about DK Metcalf a couple of times, right? The Rams have done a pretty good job with DK. But when you're just talking about great wide receivers in the league, DK Metcalf week 13, and then you finish up the season week 18 against Metcalf. We're not done yet. You still have two more monster matchups for Jalen Ramsey. Davante Adams, who you would have gotten if he stayed in Green Bay. He's not in Green Bay. He's in Las Vegas. He's got the Raiders, of course. Davante Adams, week 14. I believe that's a Thursday night game. Short week. Good luck with that, Davante Adams, in week 14. And then right before we call it a wrap, right before we head into the playoffs, hopefully, week 17, you get Keenan Allen from the Los Angeles Chargers. And yes, I had to pause to make sure I didn't call him the San Diego Chargers, but the LA Chargers and Keenan Allen. That is an unbelievable string of guys they're going to be coming at him. I think he's up for it. Look, if he's still the best corner in the NFL, we're going to know after this season, because if he can get through that and grade out the way that you hope he does and not give up a bunch of touchdowns and not pick up a bunch of penalties and make some big plays and make those guys look human at least. Now, they've made DeAndre Hopkins look human when they've played against him in Arizona. The Jalen Ramsey with him going all the way back to their AFC South days when Hopkins was in Houston and he was in Jacksonville, he's done a really good job on him. But my, oh my, one guy after the next, Diggs and Adams and CeeDee Lamb and Samuel and DK Metcalf and Allen and Thomas, just right on down the list. There is really only a handful of games where he gets to catch his breath. Buckle up, Jalen Ramsey. Thanks again for making Locked On Rams your first listen every single day. Now make Locked On NFL your second listen. The schedule may be dark, but the NFL never stops, and neither does Locked On NFL. Get insights and opinions from hosts, including Ross Jackson, Chris Carter, and Tony Wiggins, plus local Locked On NFL hosts, me, repping all 32 squads. There's no offseason for real fans, so make sure you're subscribed to Locked On NFL on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, whose house? It's Locked On Rams' house.